start on page 102. And that would be for the year Tuf Resh Nun Beis, the second Mimer in Tuf Resh Nun Beis. Keep going. There you go, right there. Okay. It's on page Kuf, for your mind, page Kuf. Keep going. Another while still. There you go. That's how you pass it. Page Kuf on top. There it is. Next, one more paragraph down. The Inyan. Third paragraph on the right side. The Inyan Maimed Har Sinai, concerning the standing of the Jewish people at Har Sinai. Do you see, because the Torah writes, Yom Asher Amadet Tolifnei Hashem Elokecha B'Horei, the day which you stood before Hashem your God at Horev. Now what he wants to look into here is, what is this word Amadeta? Why does it say we stood there? There are lots of ways it could be described. Bahar Sinai. At Har Sinai, Ba'u B'nei Yisroel L'tachlis Hashlemus. The Jewish people arrived at the ultimate level of Shlemus, of completion, or wholeness. V'hayu Kamalachim. And at that moment, we were like angels. So you recall the Chazal that Hashem picked up the mountain over their head and said, accept the Torah, and if not, this is your burial place. And the question is raised, well, that means we didn't have any freedom of choice. So one of the answers is that the revelation at Har Sinai was so clear to us that it was as if the Torah was, you know, dropped, was held over our heads. It was so obvious to us that to listen to God's word was life, and not to listen to his words were death. And we had that incredible perception like malachim, like angels. So that's called standing. Now why? The ha'adam nikra mahalech. A human being in general is called a mahalech. That's one who's moving. From page 102, Mark, third paragraph, sure. One who's moving, because the person is constantly moving. And we're not supposed to stand still in the same place. So we're a mahalech. Ayidei shebuchol eith tzorech leilech mimadrega lemadrega, because at every moment we are supposed to try and go from one level up to the next. Lavo el hashlemus, till we finally reach a level of shlemus, of completion. V'oz nikra omeid, and that's called Omeid, that you're standing. And it really means that at the end of a person's life, because we're never Omeid, we never stand until finally when a person reaches the complete, I guess, attainments of their life, that we could say, okay, at that point they've stopped climbing because their life is over. And then we're called an Omeid, that we're standing. Umein zeh hashlemus. And something like this shlemus, this complete state, yesh ha'ora b'chol Shabbos, there is a certain illumination of this every Shabbos, v'chein yesh bo shvisa. Therefore on Shabbos you have the concept of, let's say we'll call it rest, of menucha, of being still, so to speak. So this is the idea. The word omeid, yom asher amadata, Lifnei Hashem Elokecha Bahar Sinai, that implies a type of reaching of one's ultimate goal. And he's saying that at Har Sinai, when we got the Torah, there was an aspect of that there that we had reached the ultimate level. So even though we weren't supposed to just stop there, because after we got the Torah, we then had to continue to use the Torah to grow, but there's something about Har Sinai and Matan Torah which is like the climax. It's like the pinnacle that the highest one can go. There's something like that present at Matan Torah because the revelation was so great. And that's called Amadita. That means we tasted a little bit of the ultimate goal. And he says that's also present on Shabbos, because Shabbos is also a little bit of the ultimate goal. Me'ein Olam Haba. There's something from Olam Haba on Shabbos. So there's Shavisa. You can rest, so to speak. It doesn't mean we're not growing, but we have a taste of the ultimate on Shabbos too. V'chein, likewise, one moment, Im Toshi Mishabbos Raglecha. Also it says that on Shabbos, one should not lift up their foot, you know, to go to on their travels. Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo. A person shouldn't leave their place, shouldn't leave their tent. That means to say, concerning the laws of Tehum, you don't go more than 2,000 amos outside of your city limits. That's the halachic part of it. Vazeh Omrim, and about this, meaning about this taste of the ultimate, of the climax, which is present on Shabbos, we say on Shabbos Kodesh, Poreh Sukkas Shalom Aleinu, that Hashem spreads out the sukkah of Shalom over us. So Shalom there means to say that we've reached this kind of level of shlemus, of completeness and wholeness. So to put it together, Har Sinai had an experience of the ultimate. Shabbos has a taste of the ultimate. That's called Omed, that you're standing, because you're tasting the ultimate goal. In general, we are mahalchim, we're movers, we go from level to level. But there are times in life, like Shabbos, where we come into contact with the highest goal, and that's called Omed. And that's why the Torah says, Yom Asher Amadita Lifnei Hashem Elokecha B'Chorev, the day which you stood before Hashem, at Chorev, meaning the day where we experienced the ultimate pinnacle of life's achievements was at Har Sinai, and that's called Omed. Levi Yitzchak?
Can that also be what's meant by Kamalachim, because Malachim also can't climb?
Yeah, that's what he means. When he says a Malach is an Omed, they don't grow. They already are in the exact state that they're supposed to be in, and they don't get any higher. So normally, it's not considered a compliment for a person to be an Omed. We don't want to be an Omed. We want to be a Holech. But he's saying there's something about Omed in these experiences of Matan Torah and Shabbos where we're not supposed to be an Omed, but we taste a little bit of that highest goal of Me'ein Olam Haba kind of goal for a moment. So that happened at Har Sinai, and it happens every Shabbos to an extent. Of course, from there, we have to take that and go weiter. We don't say, okay, we made it, you know, we're there, we're done, we reached the goal, right? But we just use, it's an actually important thing to talk about, we use it as an opportunity to motivate ourselves. And it's like when a person has a certain goal in mind, and they're getting there, and you're climbing, and then you have a little bit of an appreciation of, or a taste of your goal, and it motivates you to go further. It kind of whets your appetite to keep going. So here also, Shabbos whets our appetite to go weiter in our growth, like we're tasting a little bit of the ultimate, and that's what happened at Har Sinai as well. Yes, Josh?
Not exactly what the Pasha, but what could say that we're supposed to be, but could be that sometimes we need to be not standing in Joshua.
Yeah, there's the idea that Sameach Bechelko refers to Gashmias, person to be satisfied with their material lot, whereas when it comes to Ruchnias, we want to constantly strive for more.
Even in the physical sense, we're dominant in the feeling, we're supposed to be completely homemade in one place, but we're cultivated in Ruchnias at the same time.
So you're talking about the physical human being is still.
Yeah.
That's what you mean
and
for that moment. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. It's a nice thought.
Right.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. Actually, I had that thought as the puzzle's fish. It did not guard and dob it. And everybody else was standing still.
Right.
In so that case, it was kind of the reverse.
Right. They were the Omdim and you were the Holy.
Let's see who's moving up.
Right. Yes, Mark, any question? No? Okay, see the next one on page 105. And that's the left-hand column toward the bottom. Just flip over a page and you'll be there. Where it says, the Nichtav Shabbat. It's on page Kuf Gimel for you, Michael. They're just bottom, very bottom left. Okay, again, in the Aseret HaDibros Matan Torah, this one we got.
I said a question. When there's no break, is that one mimer or is that...
No, each...
each time it's a bold face.
Each time is a bold face is a new mimer. Yeah, just probably the way they laid it out for whatever reason. Yeah. The Nichtav Shabbos by Aseret HaDibros. Shabbos is written as one of the Ten Commandments. Hagam ki od b'mora nitztavu al Shabbos. Even though we received the mitzvah of Shabbos prior to the Ten Commandments, because remember when Moshe Rabbeinu threw the stick into the water to make it sweet, the Torah says there shom samlo choku mishpat, that there were certain laws given there at Mora. And one of the laws that was given at Mora, this is prior to Har Sinai, is Shabbos. So, what is the idea that we had Shabbos before at Mora, and then it's then given again as part of the Aseret HaDibros? Avozet Tam Mitzvah Shabbos LeBnei Yisrael is because the idea of giving over the Mitzvah of Shabbos to the Jewish people starts with the very beginning of the Aseret HaDibros, the Ten Commandments. Ki Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your God. He says, look at that as, you might say, one continuous thing, and even though Shabbos is later on down the list, but it begins with Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I will elaborate on that. V'amru b'midrash. The midrash says, Eloka ani al kol bo'ei olam. Hashem says, I am the God over all the inhabitants of the earth. Everybody. Avol alecha yichadati shmi biyoser. But upon you, referring to the Jewish people, I have designated and specified my name even more so. So it's not that Hashem is our God and nobody else's God. Of course not. Hashem is everybody's God. But he has designated his name more so upon the Jewish people. So there's a certain special relationship that Klal Yisrael has with Hashem, and it's called that Hashem's name is upon us. Pirish, what does that mean? Ki ein kol birya yichola lekabel elokusa yisbor Hashema. Creations are not able to receive God's godliness. Rak al yidei tzimtzumim v'hislabshus b'derech hativi. Only through many, 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 you might say, reductions and clothing, veiling of Hashem's presence so many times until finally it's expressed in the natural world. So it's not that God himself is minimized, Chas v'Shalom, but that God is toning down his revelation so much so until finally created beings are able to handle it. Rak, however, V'had avo al b'nei Yisroel chal elokutho b'hiskalev. But upon the Jewish people, Hashem's elokuth, his godliness, takes effect in an open fashion, meaning it's not brought down and it's not toned down as much as it is for the rest of creation. For the Jewish people, there is a certain openness about God's relationship to us. Now, it doesn't mean that it's not toned down at all. That would be impossible. No one could exist like that. But he means relative to the other creations, we have a higher state of revelation in our contact with the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's what he says is a pshat, that I, Hashem, has specified and designated his name as unique upon the Jewish people. It's more revealed, this relationship. V'hatam, so he says, okay, that's how Enochi Hashem Elokecha begins that Seres HaDibros, right? Hashero Tzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Let's look at the rest of that first commandment, who has taken you out of the land of Egypt. Lihiyos Nachala B'li Mitzrayim. That means to say, for us to have an inheritance which knows no boundaries. So he's darshaning that. I've taken you out of the land of Mitzrayim. The word Mitzrayim is Mitzorim, right? Boundaries, limits, things that confine us. I've taken you out of those things that confine human beings, Teva, nature. I, Hashem, have taken the Jewish people out of the land of, we'll say, the land of Mitzorim, of confinement, spiritual confinement. V'lachein, Samach Pasuk Lo Sisa L'mitzvah Shabbos. So he says really a fascinating thing. The commandment which comes before keeping Shabbos in the Ten Commandments is Lo Sisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha L'Hashem. Do not lift up God's name in vain. So he says there's a connection between these two commandments, because Hashem's name is associated with us. Shekevan sheyesh be'ish Yisroel chelak elokus, being that a Jewish person has a special portion of godliness, lachein ne'esru b'malacha b'yom ha'shabbos, so we were forbidden to do malacha, certain kinds of acts on Shabbos, kivo shabbos, because God did also. So this is what he means. Hashem's name is intricately connected to Klal Yisroel. So what God does, we do. Hashem's name can't be taken in vain. That means to say, in a broader sense, that we're trying to emulate what God does. And if we don't, it's ki'ilu we're taking God's name in vain, because his name is on us. So depending on how we live our lives, is whether we honor his name or take his name in vain. So he says, Hashem has Shabbos. It says, Ki vo Shabbos. God, so to speak, rested on Shabbos. That means we have to also. Because if he did it, then we have to do it. He's trying to teach us a lesson. And by keeping Shabbos, we are honoring Hashem's name that's called upon us. If we break the Shabbos, then he says that's connected to the prior Dibur commandment of taking God's name in vain. Now, of course, it doesn't mean that it's the halachic prohibition of that, but he's saying conceptually it's that idea. Kamo shekasuv b'makom acher, shezeh ma shekasuv Rashi, because as we've written before, this is what Rashi writes, b'hanchili lachem yom menuchasi l'menucha. Hashem says, I have given over to you the day of my rest as as an inheritance for menucha. My menucha, just my yom menucha, I've given over to you. It's your yom menucha also. Ki halo im haya ritzana yisborach lihiyo shavisa biyom ha-shabbath haya yachal livdoa kol habrui ba'a korcha mimalacha b'shabbath. He says, if God wanted to, he could have created the world in such a way where no creation could do malacha on Shabbos. God could have programmed that into creation, right? Just as he programmed the sunrise and the sunset, he could have created the world in such a way that animals don't do malacha on Shabbos, that goyim don't do malacha on Shabbos. He could have done that. What's that?
You have done
that. Right. For us, it has to be Bechira, I guess, right? He could have done that, but that wasn't the case. Ach sheheim behema hema lohem. Now that's a difficult phrase, but I think what he means to say is that God gave it over to them to do what they wanted to do with it. Like the animals, they don't have to, you know, worry about Shabbos. So God did not impose that upon them, because his name is not proclaimed through them or on them. Avol ish Yisroel. But a Jewish person, sheyesh bo koach achdus be'elokuth, who has a power of oneness with God, tzorich lishbos b'shabbos. We do have to rest on Shabbos, because we are intricately connected to God's name. And if we don't, we're breaking that bond between us and God. Other people don't have to. The Gentiles don't have to. Other creations don't have to. They don't have the responsibility of that bond. That revelation is not on them. But for us, it's on us. So that's what he wants to say, going back to his first line. Why is Shabbos rewritten in the Aseret HaDibros if it was given before at Mora? He wants to say that was the first level of Shabbos, Mora. But the next level of Shabbos in the Aseret HaDibros is attaching it to the revelation of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, where the Aseret HaDibros begin. That I am Hashem, your God. I've shattered the limitations of the world before you. You have a portion that knows no boundaries. And whatever I do in the world is a lesson for you to do. And I'm not saying that for any other creation except for you. So that goes back to that midrash which he quotes, Eloka ani, akol boy olam. I am God over all the inhabitants of the earth. Avol alecha, but upon you, yichadati shmi biyoser. I have designated and proclaimed my name upon you even more so. And therefore, all of these things that Hashem has expressed in the world, they directly obligate the Jewish people to take advantage of that kedusha. Any questions on it? Yes, Mordechai.
It's what the Rosh Hashanah says at the end of the sentence, right? Like 5 lines up on the...
Which page are you at,
Mordechai? Page 105.
Okay.
Right before the word Rosh.
Yisborach Shema. Blessed be his name.
So how do we observe Shabbos in a way to reflect God's name itself?
That's right.
We represent it.
That's exactly right. And that's all the idea of the relationship of the Lamites Melachos to the Mishkan and to creation. It says that Salah, who knew how to build the Mishkan, he knew also all the Shemoth that were used in the Riyas HaOlam, that those same Melachos that Hashem didn't do on Shabbos at Sheshes Yimei Bereshis, we don't do on Shabbos. So it's not just a general parallel between us and God, but through the halacha, we get to know specifically how it is we're supposed to carry that out into action. And that is Hashem's name upon us. Yeshua.